Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Because Buzz left Landers, not the other way around.
Right, right. Well, Buzz recruited the hell out of him is what he did. Yeah. Once you got him there and then go back and forth on whether he should have been eligible or not. But, I mean, Buzz recruited that kid to Virginia Tech.
I'm going to need the rest of the day. I'm really sorry about John.
The city's on its side right now. You talking?
That's wrong of me.
And then asking
if he's still alive. I don't know that whole story about him dying while he was at Memphis.
I've got to be better. I've got to be better, Jason. And I appreciate you sort of helping me very smoothly through that transition with John and all of that. So anyway, John Camden. Sounds like Memphis is in good shape for him, and that's another name to watch in the future over the next couple of weeks. All right, we will come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Kevin Arnovitz is going to join us. We'll talk about the NBA with him. Lakers go up 3-1 last night. This is what all the NBA nerds tell me is good. They tell me this is exactly where the Nuggets want the Lakers. So
are you funny?
We will talk to him about all of that. Celtics Heat got game 5 tonight as the Heat try to close it out. 7:30. We will talk to him about all of that and more on the other side. Jason and John on Eternal FM, ESPN.
Memphis and the Mid-South's number one place for sports and the home of the Jason and John Show. Weekday, middays from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. WMFS FM and HD1 Portland. WMFS Memphis, live on the radio.com app.
All 75 months at 2.99 APR, G4 LH FO7472, Outlander LU029957, Eclipse LZO15617. Includes all rebates and incentives. PF 598.75 excludes tax, title, and license. Offer valid through end of the month with approved credit. Dealer stock only. See dealer for complete details.
Gossett's Mitsubishi Madness is in full swing at Gossett Mitsubishi on the Pike, and you'll find deals to get this party started. 2020 Mitsubishi Mirage G4 gets 41 mpg highway. We gossip at $139 a month or buy for $12,435. 2020 Mitsubishi Outlander Sport, built to handle any adventure, at $229 a month or buy for $18,573. And take the 2020 Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross for a spin at $19,107 or $229 a month. Get confidence today, tomorrow, and long into the future with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Mirage G4, $139 a month. Outlander Sport, $229 a month, and Eclipse Cross, $229 a month. So get to Gossett Mitsubishi today, 1870 Covington Pike, or shop online at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
If you're looking for the best in jewelry quality or looking to customize the jewelry you own, then head to Platinum Jewelers. Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine, and I've shopped with Platinum Jewelers for years, and I can tell you hands down, it's the top jewelry store in Memphis. Amazing cuts on wholesale diamonds, watches, necklaces, you name it, they've got it. They also buy gold and diamonds, so stop by for an appraisal. Platinum Jewelers, an official sponsor of your Memphis Tigers. Visit them off Perkins Extended in East Memphis or at 9387 Poplar in Germantown. Go Tigers!
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now through October 18th, earn 10 cents off per gallon of fuel for every $30 you spend at Kroger. Just shop Fridays through Sundays with your digital coupon. Restrictions apply.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español.
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real life situations.
The app is so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Now try Babbel for free. Just text SPEAK to 64000 to start learning a new language today. That's SPEAK to 64000. SPEAK to 64000.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Hi, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. And as promised, he is Kevin Arnovitz. Writes about the NBA for ESPN, and he joins us now. Mr. Arnovitz, how you doing, man? Appreciate the time.
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Everything is, I guess, as good as it could be. It's all relative in 2020, which before we get into the NBA, and we have a lot of that to discuss, I have to bring this up to you because in the course of, you know, obviously coming up with questions and doing my research, I notice that you have not tweeted. Like, you are not on Twitter, and in fact, your bio says explicitly this account is currently inactive. How do you do it? How are you able to do it? Why are you doing it? Can you just kind of give us a little bit of a window into how you're doing this in your sabbatical from Twitter?
I think Twitter is a human experiment devised by tech overlords, and I'm not playing anymore.
Wow. Oh, wow. Interesting. And have you seen The Social Dilemma by chance?
No. Which book is it? The book or the documentary?
Yeah, the Netflix documentary. It's all the rage.
It's bookmarked, and it took a while. Obviously, it's a useful utility to getting kind of news bombs, and I'll scroll over there, particularly doing trade deadline or free agency. But I think it's designed to make everybody miserable. I think a lot of the craziness that is pervaded the culture is due to social media. I don't want to be sanctimonious. It's your thing, it's your thing. Yeah. That's cool. I mean, everybody's choice. I have found myself inordinately more happy,
wow,
less like anxious, less like angry about stuff. And
awesome.
It's just, you put it in a box, it's not there, I don't play.
Do you, last thing awesome. On this, because I find this so fascinating, and I admire it, really. Because I don't have the same. I've tried. I keep coming back. You know, I'm like an addict.
Right. And by the way, that in and of itself tells you everything you need to know.
Yeah. But,
right. Like you're a man who willfully would like to check out doing it this way, and you can't. Like there's a term for that. You know, it's involuntary addiction. Like look, I don't want to preach. Your listeners don't want to care about my views about this stuff. But if you're asking, that's my answer.
Do you? How do you keep up with news? Like, I mean, do you find yourself thinking like I'm not plugged in anymore? Do you like that?
You know what I do? I mean, I don't tweet. I don't check mentions. What I will do is, go to the ESPN. That right-handed news stack usually has good stuff. You know, once a day I check in. I've got a little list with like four of the newsbreakers in the league who sort of like, if a guy's injured, if someone's traded, there's something. A league piece of business that, those guys will have it, just the facts. And I just kind of scroll over there. Hey, I just want to make sure I'm up on stuff. But, I mean, you're talking about a total of 4 minutes of just quick, like as if it were the news stack at ESPN. Like, I just use it specifically for that. But I don't play around.
Well, if you got some tips, man, please feel free to pass them along. Okay, on to the NBA. Allegedly, the Denver Nuggets have the Lakers right where they want them. Am I to believe this?
I think they'd rather be up 3-1. I mean, I love the narrative, right? I mean, these are the comeback kids, and hey, they're never happier than we're down 3-1. I mean, I don't think that's their preference. I think it's the way that sort of events have unfolded. I mean, I wouldn't want to go up against the Lakers having to win three straight games.
What's wrong with Boston? Why are they? And if you're picking one that's down 3-1, do we still have more faith, I guess, because of who's Boston's facing and because of the talent that they can come back, or is that series over as well, do you think, Kevin?
Yeah, I mean, this is one that I'm really trying to figure out. I mean, look, I think Miami's the more disciplined team, and I know that sounds stodgy, like that's not why we watch basketball, is to see teams exercise discipline, but they're just so good at sort of figuring things out. Like, think about how long it's taken Boston to figure out the Miami zone. And yet, you know, Boston has a great switching defense. And, like, Miami, you know, Miami figures out that that last, remember that, like, the second to last or third last possession where Dragic gets the three in the corner, where it's like, oh, you're going to trap us on the pick and roll. The ball goes into the big guy who can pass in the middle. He quickly touch passes it to the guy who's cutting down low, Iguodala.
Yep.
And that guy, could, I mean, like, that to me is, like, the next time we see Boston execute a possession like that will be the first, right? And, like, you start reading up, like, wow. I you know, one of the reasons I thought Toronto won last year was, which team had the best collective intelligence as basketball players, right? And you get Lowry, Gasol, all these, you know, you guys know the IQ there. And I think for Miami, it's like, oh, Andre Iguodala, Bam Adebayo, who's kind of a genius. You know, Goran Dragic, Jimmy freaking Butler, right? It's just, like, these are guys who play, by and large, mistake-free ball. You know, then you get Butler, who's sort of, like, can't shoot worth a lick, but just knows how to manufacture possessions. Like, a guy who's going to draw, like, a 104 walks a year and get on base at 438, even though he can't really hit. You know, like, he's that guy. And it's just like, you know, I mean, Boston, you know, they've had some nice, they finally realize, you know, get the ball, have some guy flash at the stripe, you know, against the zone. And then, like, but once they do, it's like, oh, they got it to the middle of the floor. Now what? Like, they're just, they're behind on their homework a little bit. And they're still a really good team. I mean, they've had great moments. And, you know, people will remind us that, you know, possession for possession, they're not really losing the series. I just think, like, the poise for that possession just told me everything.
Yeah.
It's like, this team needed, like, they executed, like, just perfect basketball at a moment that required it. And Boston just isn't there yet.
We are, of course, talking to Kevin Arnovitz, covers and writes about the NBA for ESPN.com. Assuming that, the Nuggets are not able to recreate some of the magic that they have in the bubble and come back from down 3-1 against the Lakers, what's the better finals matchup? I mean, you have the sort of history and the tradition and the juiciness of Lakers-Celtics, but it almost feels like sort of the iconoclast that Jimmy Butler and sort of the way that he's dragged the, you know, these young Heat to this moment. What do you sort of – what would you be more interested in terms of the matchup?
I can't get enough of Miami. And by the way, I was sleeping on him. I'm not going to pretend. I mean, I really thought, hey, there's a reason this team's a 5-seed. Mm-hmm. They're really good. They overachieve. You know, they have a lot of guys with a lot of limitation. Like, Duncan Robinson can't do anything but shoot. You know, Dragic is a pick and roll point guard, but maybe a little bit of a defensive liability. I thought they were sort of a lovely collection of flawed players, and now I can't get enough of it. Partially is I think I do like chess matches, and I think Spoelstra and Nurse right now are the best coaches in the league. Buttonholzer's best games are every bit as good, but I really like watching Miami figure it out. Like, you know, Jimmy's kind of fascinating. There's like, you know, the hero thing just kind of adds to it. But it's a brand of basketball that I just find appealing in the way that I always like watching the Spurs. I know not everybody did, but there's just an appreciation. Again, it's like, I just am somebody who believes that postseason basketball essentially is like advanced problem solving. Again, not glamorous, not while we watch, you know, basketball, but I just think in terms of getting to the championship level, I mean, that's what Toronto did, you know, last year, is that advanced problem. So, all right, here are the challenges. These teams we're facing are really good, or they wouldn't still be around. They have, like, one or two real vulnerabilities, so you can't just kind of bowl them over. You're not playing Chicago in February, right? Like, and okay, how do we do this? And I just think I'm loving watching Miami sort of just against Milwaukee, against Boston, just do that.
Yep.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. I think Miami Lakers would be the juicier matchup there. You know, I watch these Nuggets, and they have clearly crashed the party here, even if they are on the brink of elimination. They have crashed the party. Everybody just assumed going into this bubble that it would be Lakers-Clippers in the Western Conference Finals, and that would basically determine the champion. There aren't a lot of parallels to these Nuggets with the 2013 Memphis Grizzlies, other than the fact that they crashed the party in the Western Conference Finals and nobody really expected that. It feels like the main difference here is, like, the Denver Nuggets, as opposed to the Grizzlies back then, it feels like they will be heard from again. Is that where you are? I mean, with Jokic and Jamal Murray, who has really, I mean, blossomed into superstardom, it feels like. It feels like we will hear from them again. Are you in agreement there?
Yeah, and there's just going to be this massive cluster at the top of the West for the next few years, and I don't know how it's going to shake out. I just think, you know, it's not like they're doing anything. You know, we can't talk about them the way we talk about the Heat or even the Clippers to some degree. It's like, hey, there's a two-man game, oldest trick in the book,
yep.
Right? You know, a dynamic ball handler slash, you know, guy who can come off a screen and do 17 different things, shoot, drive. You know, he's not a great playmaker yet. And then you have Jokic, who's really kind of—I mean, I guess this is new because I haven't seen a player like him. None of us have in terms of that skill set. What's going to be interesting to them is, do they continue to hone their defense? Right, like they've done well, and I think Grant does stabilize a lot of things. You know, for all we talk about scheme and zones and pick and roll coverage, at the end of the day, you need like guys who are 6'7", 6'8", who can defend one-on-one and don't need a double team help, right? And you know, Kawhi is one of those guys. You know, Tony was one of those guys, though he was only 6'5". You know, just that wing stopper. I do think it's an essential quality. You know. The Lakers have one, too. It is LeBron James in the fourth quarter. And I think with Grant, they have that guy. And the fact that he can shoot at 37-38% from three, you know, that's a thing they need. I needed that box to be checked to believe in Denver. I'm sort of believing it now. So, yeah, they're really interesting. And I just think that two-man game is going to be just lethal. They play a very more traditional brand of defense. You know, Malone's kind of a purist in that sense. I think they're going to be challenged at times. I think there are going to be teams, and we've seen it, that can exploit them on the pick and roll. And that's always going to be the sort of the big question for them. But I do think they're going to hang around. It's just, you know, I mean, that if you could hang around and be an elite team in the West next season, and, you know, if the Warriors are back, and I think they will be,
yeah,
and finish fifth. And, you know, kind of like Houston in the last, you know, year or so. It's just like, that's a really good team, and who knows? And then you've got all the comers, right? Like give it 2 or 3 years. I mean, are we talking about the Suns? Are we talking about the Grizz?
Man.
You know, and I'm probably forgetting teams just off the, you know, Dallas. What am I talking about?
Yeah.
Right? Like how long till they're elite? So, yeah, they're going to be heard from, and so is half the conference.
Will Billy Donovan be a success in Chicago to the degree that he was one in OKC, you think? Kevin, what do you think of him with that collection of players?
I want to see more. I like Billy, and he's a good coach. I don't know what Markkanen is yet. You know, 2 years ago, he was like one of the three best big men shooters in the league. And, you know, I'm a Wendell Carter guy, but, like, you know, I mean, health and everything else. Like, I want to see it. I'm not sold on White. To be truthful, I find them very difficult to watch, and I haven't watched them as much as – I probably watched them 27th most. The Wizards I can't watch. And I'm a Western kind of conference guy with a love of Toronto and watching Milwaukee as well. But I want to see what it looks like. LaVine's sort of this conundrum. You know, he's dynamic, but it's just – I don't know that he makes anybody on the floor better, certainly not his team's defense. You know, and also, I mean, I want to see, you know, that front office might pull some tricks. I mean, they've got these sort of interesting collections. They're a little front court heavy. You know, by the way, they've got a top five pick. Do they deal that? Do they package? You know, so I just think that is Donovan going to be successful? I'm starting to believe that coaches are important, but maybe not as important as we think in terms of sort of particularly that outset. I mean, obviously what Taylor Jenkins has done, but I also don't want, there's also a lot of talent that we've realized on that young roster.
Absolutely.
So I don't know. I want to see. I just don't love the young core as a unit, but who knows? And if he does, then all hats to him. He can turn that into a success.
And then does D'Antoni to Philly, and reportedly a candidate for that Philly job, does that make any sense to you in terms of with their parts? Or would obviously they have to change what they've got for it to work with D'Antoni?
Yeah, I mean, I think the argument would be if you're trying to decongest an offense, there are few coaches who are better at facilitating that. I mean, in terms of politics, it makes sense, right? He's a unity candidate. Players love playing for him. He's, despite what happened with the owner, like, he's an easy guy. Like, management doesn't have problems with Mike D'Antoni. He's a good dude, you know? Like, he might kvetch a little bit. Hey, why'd you trade for Shaq? I mean, that's not what we do here. But by and large, he's an easygoing guy. You know, owners love him because he's a big splashy name. And like the analytics guys who sort of have an increasing power, they love him because just the general philosophy adheres to that. So it makes all the sense from a political standpoint. I mean, look, I'd give it a shot. I mean, that the fundamental issue with that team is there's just no spacing. It's rigor mortis in the half court. You got talent, but you don't really, they don't fit. And he's just a guy, we talked about problem solving, he's a problem solver.
Yeah. Hey, Kevin, man, this was great stuff as always,
man.
Thank you, Kevin. We appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Yep. Pleasure.
He is Kevin Arnovitz. You can follow him on Twitter, but really no point because he ain't going to be tweeting. Covers the NBA for ESPN. Appreciate his time as always. We will come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Joe Craig scheduled to join us at 1:25. Great story. What a story that he's living through right now, living out right now. We'll do that when we come back. Jason and John, 92 FM, ESPN.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Then Jeff Calkins mornings. Jason and John middays. Giannotto and Jeffrey. Then Gary Parish afternoons. The Titans, the Vols, the NFL, the SEC, Tigers talk. This is the Mid-South's biggest sports station and the number one place for sports in Memphis. Live on the radio.com app with Rewind, where you can always rewind and listen to our local shows like a DVR. Alexa and smart speakers say, play 92.9 ESPN.
92.9 ESPN.
What's up, everybody? This is Rich Kleiman, co-founder of 35 Ventures, alongside my business partner, Kevin Durant. This week, I'm joined by NBA agent Bill Duffy, and our conversation touches on a variety of topics.
I think Steve, you know, his start's going to be, everyone's going to respect him, listen to his knowledge, and that's why I think he's equipped to handle superstars. I think KD had a lot to do with just his interest that KD was there in that relationship, and Kyrie as well. And then Sean Marks was really the instigator of it. Steve had reached out to Sean, and Sean was excited. They were teammates. Sean had a firsthand account of Steve's leadership, talent, understanding of the game, and he's a humble guy, so I think he'll always protect the players, and he'll always want to hear what they're saying, but he'll also be able to interject with credibility, like methodologies that will work for the team.
You can listen for free to this episode and more on the Boardroom's Out of Office podcast on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your shows.
Sure was nice seeing those teams back out on the gridiron. It has been nice seeing those teams back out on the gridiron. Well, it's just getting started. There is no better place to get in on all of the action than with DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports. So to add to this week's excitement, DraftKings has millions of dollars in total prizes up for grabs. So if you haven't tried DraftKings yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. It's very simple. You pick your lineup, you stay under the salary cap, and you see how your team stacks up against the competition. Nothing adds to the excitement of watching the game quite like having a shot at millions of dollars in prizes. DraftKings has paid out billions with a B of dollars to winners since 2012, so they know a thing or two about cold hard cash. Download the DraftKings app now and use code WMFS. For a limited time, new users can get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes. Don't miss out on the week three action. Enter code WMFS to get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes with your first deposit. That's code WMFS only at DraftKings. Make it rain. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
The day has come for huge savings at Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat with Jeep Adventure Days and Ram Power Days going strong on Covington Pike. Get 0% APR plus no payments for 90 days. New 2020 Jeep Cherokee Latitude IIHS Top Safety Pick. $21,740 or $275 a month. 2020 Dodge Challenger, a muscle car with best-in-class cargo volume. $24,690 or $318 a month. 2020 Dodge Charger, America's fastest four-door muscle car. $24,990 or $329 a month. And 2020 Ram 1500 Tradesman Quad Cab $366 a month. Drive past the rest. Come to the best Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat. 1901 Covington Pike. Online, GossettMotorcars.net.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motorcars.
All 75 months at 3.99 APR. $3,500 down. Must finance through Chrysler Cherokee. LD 561583. Challenger LH214740. Charger LH116732. 1500 LS139171. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through end of the month with approved credit. Dealer stock only.
Robert Irwin Jewelers, home of the made-to-order, meant-to-last engagement ring guarantee. Pick your diamond and setting, and RIJ will make you a brand new ring with a 365-day money-back guarantee. Stress-free engagement ring shopping every day at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
I'm Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Tim Weiner. I want to tell you about my new podcast, Whirlwind, the story of the long, covert struggle between Russia and the United States. We're talking to CIA directors, KGB spies, and international experts to learn about the political warfare of the past and connect it to what's happening today. Listen to Whirlwind on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Consumer investigator Andy Wise here. I've always warned you against third-party extended warranties or service plans. They can leave you high and dry without any of the protections you paid for. You should trust a local service company's maintenance plan instead. I've checked them out, and the best one in the Mid-South is the Choate's HVAC Fam Plan. Lauren Choate's here. Lauren, tell us about the Fam Plan.
Andy, think of the Choate's Fam Plan like your family buying a membership to our family's consumer protection.
Like what?
Like a 40-point heating and air inspection twice a year with 20% off your parts and repairs and up to 2 pounds of Freon every year.
Anything else?
Try a 95-point plumbing inspection with an annual free drain cleaning.
Okay, here's where the Choate's Fam Plan really gets me. You drop all service charges with the Fam Plan.
Yep.
And Choate's Fam Plan members get priority service from the line with all the benefits of your longer warranty.
Right, for just $24.99 a month.
Folks, this is the most consumer-friendly maintenance plan in the market. The Choate's Fam Plan puts your family first.
Learn more at choateshvac.com. And remember, let our family serve your family.
So we've been telling you about Jennifer Carstensen and the Live Love Group at REMAX Experts for a long time, and there's a reason for that. They are the absolute best in the Memphis area and the Mid-South area. Well, not only is now a great time to sell your home, there is another reason, as if you need another one, to let the Live Love Memphis Group sell yours. Right now, they are offering a 35-day guaranteed sold program. And basically what this allows you to do is it allows you and the Live Love Memphis Group to mutually agree to a price, and they will guarantee it sold in 35 days. They're licensed in Tennessee and Mississippi. All you have to do to get involved is email them, sold@livelovememphis.com, or call them 901-410-8818 to get involved.
Got another option for you, too. If you're just you just want to put a toe in the water, all you got to do is email your home address to investor@livelovememphis.com. What they're going to do is give you a free analysis, no obligation, no hassle, but you'll get an offer for your home, and you'll have an idea, right? Knowledge is power, like we'd like to say, and Live Love is giving you that knowledge. Again, just email your home address to investor@livelovememphis.com. It's the Live Love Memphis Group at RE/MAX Experts. They're at livelovememphis.com.
What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor? You get someone who understands there's an art to listening. Who's able to hear more than what's being said and can provide tailored small business solutions that make you feel truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
This is time that matters. A window of time to help protect the ones you love. Your preteen benefits from staying up to date with their well visits. This is your window of protection. Schedule their well visit now. Brought to you by Merck.
For the ones working tirelessly to keep their coworkers safe. For the ones rising to new challenges. For the ones rebuilding stronger than before. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry. Free access to product specialists, safety recovery guides, and 24/7 support. It's part of our commitment to help you adapt and recover in these challenging times. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Fall is a season that's a little in the middle. It's sort of the best of two seasons. It's no longer a sweaty summer, but the winter chill is still around the corner. And that's the perfect time to feed and seed your lawn with Scott's Turf Builder. Even better than spring, because the soil is still warm, but the air is getting cool. So your lawn gets the most nutrients in the best combination of temperatures. Feed and seed now with Scott's Turf Builder. And build the best lawn for every season. Scott's, it's good out here.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Hi, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. And as promised, he is Joe Craig Jr., former University of Memphis football wide receiver, and he's living out a pretty miraculous story. Let's make him the giant interview.
Now, it's the giant interview, presented by King of Clean, with electrostatic cleaning, pressure washing, and much more for Memphis and the Mid-South. The King of Clean giant interview on 92.9's Jason and John Show.
Hey, Joe, what's happening, man? Appreciate the time.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Man, everything is good over here. Everything is good, as good as it can be in 2020. So Really appreciate your time, man. And I want to really bring awareness to what you're doing. You have a victory walk tomorrow, Saturday, September 26th at 4 p.m. at Tom Lee Park. But can you just sort of give our listeners some background as to why there is a victory walk with you tomorrow?
Yeah, for sure. I don't mind at all. The purpose, honestly, is bigger than myself. It's just to bring and allow two or more people to come together and allow God to light shine through us. I recently got into a car accident where I had to give my thanks and all praise to him because, to sum it up, I got into a real bad accident and was told by the doctors from the moment I opened my eyes for about a week straight that I would be paralyzed. I wouldn't even be able to walk. But once I started getting feeling back in my legs, I had the mindset and I wanted to walk regardless if it was going to take me a long time or not. And luckily, I was able to walk in 3 weeks. And I'm still having trouble doing so here and there, but I'm able to get from point A to point B when I want to. So tomorrow, I just wanted to be surrounded by all the love and support that I've been receiving on social media, especially from Memphis fans and some of my former teammates. Just want to be surrounded by that love in person as I continue on my journey of getting better at walking. So I wanted to put it together, do it by Tom Lee Park tomorrow, so it'll be an open space, so that way we can be COVID-friendly and just come together and just have a good time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
So 4 p.m. tomorrow. Is there anything, you know,
praise God,
you can tell us about what you remember from the accident? I mean, do you remember anything? Like, how did it happen?
Yeah, so thankfully, I only remember just going. I was at the last light going home right there on Danny Thomas, and I want to say Poplar. I was crossing there, and a guy came and hit me head on. Mm. And to be honest with you, I don't remember anything from the wreck, and I'm thankful for it so I don't have any flashbacks or anything, but I don't remember anything. Now, I say that to say this as well. I was not under the influence of anything at all, but it is just the wreck from the impact. I mean, I broke my neck in the front, the back, broke my spine, broke my sternum, broke my arm. So for me to not even feel anything of that pain until I woke up the next day, it's miraculous, and I'm thankful for not even remembering it, honestly. But from the video that I did see, yeah, the guy just ran a red light and he just hit me right on the front part of my car.
Wow.
And it just spun me around, and I think I spun maybe 3 or 4 times until I came into hit this metal pole, and it stopped me. It even knocked my back tires off my car, and I was driving a Dodge Challenger, and they were driving a older, maybe like a 98 Ford Expedition. So you can put the impact right there in your head and just know that I took the worst hit on it. They only had a few scratches and was treated at the scene and let go.
Have you talked to that other driver at all, Joe, just out of curiosity?
I haven't at all, honestly. I haven't even spoken to anyone. The police came and spoke to me, and that's how I know that they only had a few scratches and everything because I asked them, but I don't even know the person's name or anything.
So when did the accident happen, Joe?
It's last
August 22nd.
Right?
And so you're already walking again after you're dealing with all of that.
Yes, sir.
Wow. What's the first thing you remember after? I mean, where did you wake up in just the hospital? Like, just kind of take us through that.
Yeah, it was very scary. I woke up. To be honest, I'm guessing that they had to put me to sleep because I woke up and I had already had surgery on the front part of my neck. I didn't know it because when I woke up, I opened my eyes. The first person I saw was my cousin, Charles Craig. So they had enough time to come all the way from Gaffney, South Carolina, to be in a room with me. And that was the first time I opened my eyes. And I seen him, and I didn't think of anything negative. I thought the first thing I wanted to do was to get up and see what was going on while he was there. But I tried to just move my head, and I couldn't move. Tried to move my legs. I couldn't move them. I tried to move my arms. Mm. And I guess he seen me starting to panic, and he was just telling me to calm down. And that's when the doctors came in, and they was just telling me, Mr. Craig, do you know where you at? You had a bad accident. Right now you are paralyzed. And they tried to continue to talk after they said that I was paralyzed, but I stopped them. I was like, what do you mean I'm paralyzed? And they was like, oh, well, right now we haven't had any reaction out of these tests that we've been doing. you haven't been able to feel anything. I was like, well, try it again because I don't remember. Like, I was asleep. So they started doing the test on me again with the rubber hammer, the needles. They were just poking me, hitting me, and I couldn't feel any of it. And they said, see, Mr. Craig, sorry to tell you, but you're paralyzed right now. You also had two strokes on the back of your brain. You probably won't have any good memory. You probably have to go through speech therapy. And right now we can go ahead and tell you that you're not going to be able to walk again. And it hit me hard because I had to take all of that in at 1 second. And then within the first 30 minutes after them telling me that, I had four seizures. I never had a seizure day in my life, but that's how hard I took it. Like, I just didn't want to be honest with you, I'm a very straightforward person. When I was told that I was paralyzed, I didn't want to live like that. That's why I started having seizures and started panicking, because I didn't want to live paralyzed.
I guess that's the question I'd have for you, is when you're getting all that news, how do you avoid, putting ourselves in your shoes, how do you avoid not going into a hole when they tell you all that? And doctors, you know, in these days, we're told we got to trust them. How do you avoid not just going into a hole? Man, they've told me I'm going to be paralyzed and going into depression.
Yeah.
What is it in your DNA that made you, I mean, you denied that. I mean, you never believed it. You 3 weeks later, you're walking, you walk out of there. What is it about you that you know, made you that brave and courageous? I think at a point where a lot of us would have just folded, Joe.
I'm going to be honest with you. I wanted to. I was headed in that direction. I was telling myself, like, anything that I can do to go ahead and get myself out of here, I was going to try to do, because I didn't want to live paralyzed. And I think God seen that, and this will open my eyes. And I'm going to be honest. Again, I'm very straightforward. Had I died that night, I don't know where I would have went. I don't know. But I think it was a reason as to why he saved me from that wreck.
Wow.
And it was a bigger purpose that I haven't fulfilled yet. And the reason why I say that is because I was headed in that direction of being negative and being depressed and being down. And he did something for me that I'll never forget a day in my life. And some people may not believe it, but I would never play about anything about it. Mm-hmm. My grandmother, she passed away this past June. And the doctors were preparing me for my second surgery on the back part of my neck. And everyone left the room except for one nurse. His name was Jake. And he was putting my gown on me so he could take me to the surgery room. And my grandmother walked through the door. And it was like, it wasn't a vision. It wasn't anything blurry. It was like she was really there. And this was after they had just did all the tests and I was not feeling anything at all. Well, she walked straight up to me, smiled at me, and grabbed my right knee. And she squeezed it so hard that I reacted to it. Like, the way that they was trying to hit me in my knee with the rubber hammer to make my leg jerk, that's what happened. And I was kind of scared because it was just so realistic. So I asked Jake, I was like, Jake, have you gave me any pain medication? And he was like, no, Joe, but I'm going to give you some. I know you're in pain, so I'm going to give you some as soon as I get this gown off. Now, the only reason I asked him that was just to make sure, I wasn't hallucinating.
Yeah.
So I think that was sent for me for two reasons. One, for me to wake up and get my life together. And two, to make sure he was letting me know that my grandmother was okay. And the way that I took that was, okay, if I just felt her grab my knee, then I'm getting some type of feeling back in my legs. And if that's the case, I'm going to walk again. Like, I don't care what they tell me. I'm going to walk again. And from that point forward, I was in good spirits throughout the entire rest of my stay there. I was there for 3 more weeks, but I was positive. I had already had my mind made up that I was going to walk just from that one event.
Man, God was working.
Because
that is some kind of testimony, brother.
We are, of course, talking to former University of Memphis wide receiver Joe Craig, who, there is no other word than miraculous, it feels like, based on the circumstances here. So you have the accident. You're told you're not going to be able to walk again. All the different sort of injuries that you're dealing with. When did you take your first steps, and how did it happen?
Well, I was begging the nurses and the doctors to just stand me up. I was asking them, like, just can y'all get me out of bed and hold me up so I can try to at least take a step or two, because I feel like I can. And they was like, nah, don't do it. We can't do it right now. We know that you're not going to be able to. They just kept putting me down. And the first time that I tried to take steps was on my own. I snuck and did it on my own because they had an alarm on my bed. So if I got out of the bed, or if it wasn't enough weight on the bed, the alarm would go off crazy. But I watched them put it on, and I figured out how to turn it off myself. And I turned it off one night.
Wow.
And I just kind of pushed myself out of the bed and stood up. That was the first thing that I did. I just stood up. And, of course, I was shaking because I was weak. But I laid back down, and I was proud of myself. I said, I just stood up on my own. And each night after that, I did a little bit more. I took a little step, two steps, three steps, and I was eventually walking to the door and walking back to the bed. And I was telling my dad, like, and of course, my pops couldn't come in there because of COVID. But I was telling him, like, Daddy, I'm walking to the door and walking back. And, of course, he like, son, don't be trying that. Don't do that. Don't be trying all that. Like, I don't think he was believing me until he finally came. They allowed him to come in one night, and I showed him. I was like, Dad, I'm going to walk for you. Just be right here just in case I fall. He's like, no, you're not. And I stood up. I walked to the door. I walked back to the bed, and me and him both just started crying. And from that point forward, he called the nurses in there, and I showed them that I can do it. And then they called the doctors in, the surgeons, and they was like, he's not supposed to be doing this. And I just started walking. Each day from that point forward, they was getting me out of the bed and allowing me to walk.
That's amazing, man. And then over on your Twitter account, you've got a GoFundMe, right, where people can help, because we were going back and forth yesterday. You still have all these appointments. You have more surgeries coming up. There's a place where people can help, right?
Yes, sir. I started a GoFundMe the first time I was in the hospital, and to be honest with you, it really took a lot of me to do that because I'm not the one to ask for help, but I really needed it because I was working at a company named TopRx in Bartlett, and they laid me off because I tested positive for corona back in July, and that was after they told me to take a few days off and the test come back positive, then they'll go back and count my days so I won't miss any pay. But I called them, I told them my results, and they laid me off the same day. So there went my health insurance. So all the bills that I was getting forked out, I was having to come out of the pocket for. The first one I set up when I was first in the hospital when all this first began. And I set another one up a few days ago because I have two more surgeries coming up next week. They're going to go ahead and put screws and rods in my broken arm. And they got to go back in and fix some screws and rods and add some more screws to my spine. So that's going to be another huge bill that I have to pay. And I didn't set the GoFundMe up for the full amount because I'm not asking for any handout. I'm just asking for a little assistance for anybody that can help me out.
What do you want people to know from this, Joe? It's quite a testimony. I think we're all drawn from it. And like you talked about, you know, it's almost a different perspective on having a higher purpose than maybe than even you thought it might have been beforehand, before this wreck. What do you want folks to draw from your story? What do you want folks to know from your experience?
Anything is possible. I can tell you what I took from this whole situation. I never said, why did this happen to me? I never asked God, like, why did you do this to me? I actually thanked him every day since this wreck has happened because it opened my eyes to not only notice that I can get through anything in life, but just to spread love, like to feel the love, the support that I've received from Memphis fans, from Canadians, from my hometown. It just shows me that I have a purpose here on earth that I haven't fulfilled yet. Yeah. And it's bigger than myself. I went from being selfish, being all about Joe Craig, the athlete, fast, playing football, so now I don't even see myself anymore. When I wake up, I thank God. I'm ready to spread his word. I'm ready to spread love and positivity to others. So if I had to tell anybody that's listening right now what to take from my situation, is that anything that you put your mind to, you already have a formula and a mindset within you to make it happen. Rather it be a doctor, be the president, whatever you want to be in life, you got it, and especially if you serve the same God that I serve. Because he's going to allow you, and he's already created you to do so.
Amen.
Now, he will let you venture off, because I've ventured off, man. I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm the best person on this earth, because, again, had I died that night, I don't know where I would have went. I can tell you the chances that I would have went down south. But he'll let you venture off, but I tell you, he'll never leave your side.
Never.
Joe, you got grown men out here crying, man. It is quite the story. And I do want to ask you, because you are not from here, You were not from Memphis. You came here later in your college career. You were sort of part of the reemergence of Memphis football here under Justin Fuente, and you go off and you have your professional career there in Canada, and yet here you are again back in Memphis after your playing career is up or whatever the case may be. Why did you settle down here? We see this a lot of times with college athletes. They come here, they fall in love, they stay. That was the case for you. What was it about Memphis that sort of kept you here?
I love this city, man. I love it. I from the first day that I moved into campus here in Memphis, I've received nothing but love from fans, anybody within the city, within itself. And I also, again, I got a feeling that one of the purposes that I haven't fulfilled yet is to help this community out. Even before the wreck, I started a brand where I wanted to train young athletes, mentor them, as well as go around and have speaking engagements to spread word knowledge and allow others to see that they're not dealing with issues by themselves. Yep. So I just want to be able to help this community. I want to just be able to feel this love. And, of course, I want to still be around the University of Memphis football program. I wanted to come out when I first moved back last June. I wanted to come out and start being a graduate assistant, but I had to go financially and work at Top RX to get some money and save up and, you know, go that route. But we'll see if that opportunity comes about in the future. If it does, I'm gladly to take it. But I just wanted to be in this city, and I don't really honestly see myself going nowhere anytime soon.
And then last thing, it must make you really proud to see what has happened to that program since you played for it. And you were one of the sort of, I think, pioneers, right, in helping the program get turned around. I mean, they were in the Cotton Bowl, last season. I mean, that's certainly you had a hand in that. You had a hand in turning this thing around. How proud are you to see how far the program has come since your time in it?
I'm extremely happy, man. That was the reason that I came to Memphis was what's going on right now. When Coach Fuente came to Kapaa Lincoln, that's where I was at in Mississippi, which is a junior college, him and Coach Shebus came down, and I told them that I wasn't interested in coming to Memphis because I didn't even know Memphis had a football program. Well, they talked me into coming into an official visit. I came, I visited, fell in love with the city, and he told me, okay, we're not doing so good as a program right now, but this is where we're going to be at if you trust and if you believe in not only me but this program. And that was 2012. We went 3-9 that year, and after that, everything that he told me, from having success on winning records to the uniforms, to the indoor practice facility, everything that he's told me when I came on my visit has happened. So I believed in it, and I'm glad to see that not only is it coming true, but he didn't lie to me.
Yeah. Again, the victory walk is tomorrow, 4 p.m. at Tom Lee Park. And if you want to help in other ways, he's got a GoFundMe on his Twitter account, Craig_Deuce. Joe, man, thank you so much for sharing
you,
your story
and your testimony.
Continued blessings and health along the way, man. Thanks so much for the time.
Yes, sir, for sure. And if you don't mind, I just want to thank Sean Lewis for supporting me and getting me through this whole situation. I work with him at Top RX, and he's listening right now. So thank you, Sean. I love you, man.
Absolutely. Joe, man, thanks
Joe,
for the time.
Joe, thank you for this, brother.
Thank y'all, man. I appreciate it, for real. You guys don't know how much this means to me.
Yep. Thank you, man. He is Joe Craig, former University of Memphis wide receiver. That is, I mean, we've been doing the show for 4 years, man, and that might be among the heaviest.
I think he's found his calling.
Yeah.
And that's spreading that word on how, like you said, anything's possible, especially with God. That's the higher purpose, right? And think about that. You come here to help change a football program, right? But maybe what your real purpose was to help change people, inspire people in Memphis. You know what I mean? With an entirely different story than your athletic career and what you could do on a football field. Because I don't know how you listen to that story and it doesn't help you put things in the proper perspective. We are also, we are also blessed to be able to walk up and get up out of here, go to our jobs and all that. But to have just having life itself, and you can hear it, man. There's no anger. You can hear no anger in his voice, right? He's still thanking God, and that's a testimony in itself that you're doing with everything that he's been through. So that
That's what it feels like. The higher part is to inspire, right? To lift up people who need to hear that and know that and get that proper perspective. Wow. Amazing. Like, if that doesn't blow you away, I don't know what does. We need all the miracles we can get in 2020. Joe Craig's one of them.
Yeah, no question about it.
Man.
All right, we will come back, wrap it up. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
What's the best way to show someone you love them, Howie?
You get engaged.
That's right.
You get down on one knee and you pop the question. And you can be sure if your ring comes from Robert Irwin Jewelers that she's going to say yes.
Robert Irwin Jewelers is the only place to get engaged.
Exactly. And we've got a ring for anybody's budget starting at around $599 and going on up. You can pick your center diamond. You can pick your mounting. You can put it all together. You can get a custom ring. Free financing. Bigger, brighter diamonds. Robert Irwin Jewelers.
RIJewelers.com and all five locations now open.
I'm United States Surgeon General Jerome Adams, America's doctor. And all across our nation, we've taken steps together to slow the spread of coronavirus. Now we must continue to take personal responsibility to protect ourselves and our loved ones. Because even though not all of us risk a severe case of coronavirus, we all risk getting it and spreading it to others, maybe without even realizing that we're sick. So if we want to get back to school, back to work, back to worship, and back to overall health, there are things our country needs to do. We need to follow state and local guidelines, take extra precautions if at higher risk, wash our hands frequently, stay 6 feet from others when we can, and when we can't stay 6 feet from others, please, I'm begging you, wear a face covering. These small actions will make a big difference. So I'm asking you to say it with me, America. Coronavirus stops with me. You can learn more at coronavirus.gov.
Produced by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services at taxpayer expense.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
It's the weekend, which means it is the perfect time to sit down with a glass of Blue Note Juke Joint Whiskey. It is my go-to. It should absolutely be your go-to as well. It's a Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, and you know exactly what that means. It's made right here in Memphis, aged right here in Memphis. So every time you buy a bottle, good-looking bottle, by the way, not to even mention the taste, you are supporting a local Memphis business, and it is more important to support local than ever before. It is smoother than smooth. That is the truth with Blue Note. You can drink it whether it's a whether it's a neat, whether it's on the rocks, whether it's a cocktail. Juke Joint absolutely is the smoothest on the market. It's available wherever fine liquors are sold. Just $29.99. That's it. A whole bottle, just $29.99. So it's the weekend. Go get it wherever your fine liquors are sold. It's Blue Note Juke Joint. Go get it.
Prescriptions products require approval from an online healthcare provider. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information. Everyone needs a good wingman, someone who always has your back when you need it. But what about a wingman in the bedroom? Visit RexMD.com for real ED medication and get a wingman that keeps on giving. Here's how it works. Just fill out a 5-minute online quiz, and based on your information, RexMD.com will provide one of their private online doctors to find an effective solution just for you to improve your drive and performance. If appropriate, you can get generic options of Viagra or Cialis starting at just $3 per tablet. Your consultation is free. There's no copays, no doctor office visits, and there's no need to visit the pharmacy, as your prescription will be delivered directly to you, and your shipping is always free. At RexMD.com, we've made the process fast, easy, and affordable. Everyone needs a good wingman. Visit RexMD.com right now.
That's REXMD.com.
Hey there. As you're driving right now, take note of the vehicle in front of you. Are you a safe distance behind? Are you approaching too fast? Can you stop in time if a collision is about to happen? There's a lot to keep track of in order to drive safely, and that's where the 2020 Chevy Equinox can help you. With automatic emergency braking with forward collision alert, now standard on all 2020 Equinox models. Right now, get 15% of MSRP cash back on most 2020 Equinox models, plus current competitive owners can get an additional $750 cash allowance. Excludes L models. Must be a current owner of a 2006 model year or newer non-GM vehicle for at least 30 days prior to the new vehicle sale. Not available with special financing, lease, and some other offers. Take new retail delivery by 9/30/20. Driver is responsible for operating the vehicle in a safe manner at all times. Certain conditions may affect feature performance. See owner's manual for important limitations and information. Visit Jim Kara Chevrolet, your Mid-South Chevy dealer.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
We on fire.
Step up in the park. Step up in the party. Ha, ha.
We on fire.
Right up to the party. Right up to the party. Ha, ha.
Hey. If you're looking to get engaged, then you need to get on over to Robert Irwin Jewelers. Howie is the love man because Howie is the ring man. And ring design is the number one thing that women care about. They don't care about the size. It's all about the motion of the ocean, Jason. Isn't that what they say?
That's what they say.
Well, that's kind of the gist here. Ring design is the number one thing that women care about. And that's why all of RIJ's rings are fully customizable. So if you got an idea, you got a picture, let RIJ bring it to life, because he will. Howie will do that. What's even better is if that, for whatever reason, your woman decides she don't like it, it ain't what she had in mind, RIJ offers the perfect ring guarantee, which means that if in the first year she comes to that conclusion that it is no longer for her, bring it back, you get a refund. Ain't nobody else doing that out here other than at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Oh, and this is why I tell you it's the best. Say you got another jeweler. They got a GIA certified diamond. You think this is a better deal than what Howie and Robert Irwin Jewelers could do for you, take it over there. It's got to have that GIA lab report. Robert Irwin Jewelers is going to meet or beat that price. That's what Howie guarantees. He's got options as well, including the Try It On at Home program. Select up to 5 rings, add them to your shopping cart. RIJ going to ship them to you free. You get them for 7 days. You get to evaluate that ring. The woman of your dreams picks the ring for herself, right? So you get the yes to the ring, the yes to marrying you. You win big. And once that evaluation is over, you sing the rings back. Men, he's got bands for us, too. I know a lot of times we're talking about the women, but they've got to take care of us, too, right, on this deal. It's a two-way street, right? Howie's got you covered on the men's side as well, guys, with bands. For complete details, go online to rijewelers.com, where there's always bigger, brighter diamonds, and whatever budget, RIJ's got you covered. That's at rijewelers.com.
University of Memphis confirmed in a statement the elimination of 19 positions and furloughs for all salaried employees who are earning 40 grand or more. So I'm assuming that's the majority of the athletic department. Sad day over there at the University of Memphis. And all you can do is hope that brighter days are ahead. I think they are, but it's going to be tough to get there. Thanks to all of our guests who joined us on the show today. Thanks to Aki Collins. Thanks to Ross Tucker. Thanks to Kevin Arnovitz. And thanks to Joe Craig. Yes. Giannotto and Jeffrey are up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Memphis in the Mid-South's number one place for sports and the home of the Giannotto and Jeffrey Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4 p.m. WMFS FM and HD1 Portland. WMFS Memphis. Live on the radio.com app.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If you like extra cash, the Kroger Rewards MasterCard is the card for you. You'll earn 5% cash back on the first $2,500 you spend. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
If you're looking for the best in jewelry quality or looking to customize the jewelry you own, then head to Platinum Jewelers. Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine, and I've shopped with Platinum Jewelers for years, and I can tell you hands down, it's the top jewelry store in Memphis. Amazing cuts on wholesale diamonds, watches, necklaces, you name it, they've got it. They also buy gold. gold and diamonds, so stop by for an appraisal. Platinum Jewelers, an official sponsor of your Memphis Tigers. Visit them off Perkins Extended in East Memphis or at 9387 Poplar in Germantown. Go Tigers!
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue. And this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which has reopened at 50% capacity. They've instituted sanitation procedures greater than what the CDC and health department require, including a three-step approach to sanitizing tables so you can get back inside right now. So go order online at MemphisBBQCO.com.
Why so serious?
So raise your glass if you are wrong. And all the right ways are wrong.
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading value brand. So you can get back to the party. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
You know how these things start. You try a breakfast baconator from Wendy's. Love it and tell a friend. Your friend tries a sausage, egg, and...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.